With just 4 days left before a vote for the Czech lower house, the front-running Social Democrats seem to be losing steam with a slow but steady decline in their voter support. On top of that, an analysis of 9 different election polls by the PPM Factum agency questions the party's chances of forming a left-wing coalition after the election, mainly due to a sudden surge by the untested ANO party. Jan Hertzmann is the agency's director. I first asked him why he thought the Social Democrats were losing support.
I guess 3 reasons for that. The first is linked to the style of the election campaign of the party, which is not really progressive, not really emotional, and it doesn't appeal enough to the electorate. The second reason is that part of the potential CSSD voters were attracted by this new movement. The campaign of this movement is rather strong and very professional. And maybe the third reason is that typically part of the CSSD electorate is not really interested in politics. These people are interested in social security in the broadest sense of the word, but they are not very active in providing any action, including participation in the election. And the most probable outcome of the election is a rather low turnout, and in that case, that part of CSSD voters will not appear.
Well, the ANO group seems to be the dark horse of the race this time around. What is the main appeal to voters? They've been winning over supporters, which in the past have backed all kinds of parties, including the public affairs. But they also rely on voters who previously supported the Civic Democrats and even, as you just mentioned, the Social Democrats. What is their major appeal?
First, I should mention that the results for this movement are rather different. It starts by 9.1 and finishes at 19.6%. So really, who knows what happens? The only thing seems to be for sure that they will pass the 5% threshold. Why? They are different. They speak differently. They show themselves off differently from the, so to say, traditional parties. They are slightly populistic. They promise what the people want to have, especially fighting corruption. And Mr. Babiš is trusted for not joining politics because of gaining money. He's rich enough.
Mr. Hertzmann, what is the dynamics of the developments here? You suggest, for instance, that support for ANO is very unstable. Do you think that the Social Democrats might eventually reverse the trend and meet their goal of winning the 30% of the vote?
For any party, the last week of the campaign is a challenge on one hand and a threat on the other hand. If we take Social Democrats, all the trends shown by polling agencies are declining. So it will be really difficult for them to arrange sort of a swing and reach 30% or over.
Various polls suggest that around 40% of Czechs who are entitled to vote in the elections have not yet made the decision who to support. Would you say even that something unthinkable even a few weeks ago might happen, and that is that the Czech Republic would not have a left-of-center coalition, but instead a coalition formed by some of the right-wing parties?
Depends, first of all, from the result of the Zemanites. If they are not going to pass, then most probably Social Democrats and Communists will not be strong enough to create a majority coalition or a minority government supported by a majority of left-wing parties. In that case, it will be rather difficult in the parliament because nobody up to now wants to cooperate with this new movement of Mr. Babiš, and I cannot forecast what really happens in the politics in such a case.